Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you feel like last week's episode about travel didn't take you far enough, oh baby, then you are in for a treat.
This week we are geeking out with my good friend Nathan Mason, who is an expert on all things stars and space.
Yes. And we continue our scholarly pursuits as we help a district teacher of the year celebrate her win.
Yeah. And we also get into a little nonsense, and y'all, of course, we're going to be talking about something that you've never heard of us talking about.
Yeah.
Misheard lyrics. Yes. What a mess.
You know, there's this one song I always get the lyrics correct to.
What's that?
Holy Clonsdale.
Your note was flat, Heidi.
Baby, you could never find the right note. Don't do me.
Ooh, yeah. I know that's right. It's time for Hall and Closet.
Welcome to Hall and Closet, the show where I, Jada Essence Hall,
and I, Heidi in Closet, two authorities on absolutely everything.
Explain it all. Yes. I love that.
That was another good one.
That was another good one. I'm but proud you know of what? You. That time we sounded like we were the Little Rascals.
The Little Rascals.
I love it.
I got a pickle.
You are literally him.
Did you notice that part in the movie when it's at the end?
I would have been
like,
Delilah.
Look, there's your mom. And he's like, Whoopi. And it cuts to Whoopi Goldberg.
No.
Did you never clock that?
No.
Yes. She's like, Whoopi. And it's like, it's Whoopi Goldberg.
I love Whoopi.
You got to meet her again.
Twice. Yeah. Must you were supposed to be there.
I was supposed to, yeah.
Yeah. But y'all, I'm sorry.
Center yourself.
We got distracted. We centered ourselves. We're back.
Gather your
We're back. Welcome back from that. This is the intro still, Heidi.
Yeah. Good, keep
and
going.
And we were so distracted.
Keep going.
You can think of us as two authorities on absolutely everything.
Well,
that's what Heidi said earlier.
That's what I said. Yes. And honestly, you can think of us as two special investigators as we seek out the answers to what you need to know about everything from drag to love to science, to why can't we work the back door here at the studio? That's sweet. We were locked inside the building.
That's the only reason why I'm throwing off my game today. I literally, when I tell y'all, I know the lines.
Do you?
I know the lines.
Say it.
Welcome to Hall and Closet, where I, Jada Essence Hall.
Yeah. I had it in closet, two authorities on absolutely everything.
Explain it all.
Well, we did just say that, so I hope you know it. Okay, there you go.
You can think of us as two special investigators. We have an insatiable curiosity, and we know that you do too.
So get ready to learn how it all works, at least according to us.
This is Hall and Closet.
Oh, my gosh. You're a mess.
I thought getting in the back door.
I thought you said
you
centered yourself, girl.
Y'all, I was going to say let's get into some nonsense, but clearly
you are the nonsense.
It's already begun.
It's already here.
What's the tea, Heidi?
You know, I think it was last week's episode. Was it last week or the week before's episode? I had mentioned something. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to air or not, but I have this thing that that the Lord has laid on my heart.
Yeah.
It's misheard lyrics.
And
because there's some songs that, you know, you hear the lyric and you think that's what it says and it's not necessarily. Mm-hmm. And in my head, the first one that comes to my mind is, you've been running around, throwing that turtle on my knee.
Turd?
Turtle on my knee.
turtle, bitch.
Have you ever, you know the song?
Yeah, you've but you got me out throwing turtles. No, and I you thought can't. You said that but turtle that's along my knee. I'm like, bitch, we can't be out throwing turtles.
No.
I won't.
But that's what I've, like, in my, if you, have you ever heard that, though? Or do you just hear,
I never heard turtle on my knee.
You don't hear that when you listen to that
turtle
song?
Turtle on my name.
It's turtle on my knee. That's what it sounds like to me.
I hope that turtle has developed a very firm shell.
Well, they usually
because
are pretty hard.
Because if you throw turtles at knees, knees are usually hard.
Kneecaps, I hope that,
well, I'm hoping the knee is firm.
Honestly,
well, maybe if, well, if you're throwing a turtle, I hope the knee is soft.
So it's a landing, good landing for the turtle. Yeah. Do you know any lyrics that mess you up?
When Beyonce said, "If you leave me, you out of your mind." I really used to think she said, "You ought to go blind." For a fact. Girl, and I used to be singing that down.
Oh my God.
And then it makes sense. I'm like, girl, if you leave me, you looking at what I'm looking like and you left me.
That's what she was saying.
You playing around.
You playing games?
But no, Beyonce, she said, "You out of your mind."
And that's more accurate for you.
That was
too.
A countdown.
Oh, was that? Mm-hmm. The countdown.
We dressing up at 9. He picked me up at 8. Yes. Make me feel so lucky. 7. He kissed me in at 6. We be making love at 5. Still the 1.
The 4.
I do this.
You are. What do you do?
I do this
successfully.
For you, Heidi.
Quickly.
Ooh, I would say podcast, but
well, we
seen that intro.
Sometimes.
So,
oh, my brother used to think. Dirty Diana was, "We in the Thunder." I was like, what in the world? We in the Thunder. I was like, what?
Girl, do you know G used to think in Janet Jackson's song, when she said, "In the thundering rain."
Uh-huh.
Girl, he said, "When the thunder bell rings." What the fuck is the thunder bell?
When the thunder bell rings.
And I'm going to tell you this, girl.
I love that.
And
I'm going to tell you this. I'm down for it.
And I'm not a scientist.
No, we know. We see it.
But I know what thunder sounds like. And I assume that if you heard thunder, you don't need a bell to announce that thunder.
But do you know what thunder looks like?
Thunder ain't got no eye. I mean, not an eye.
I was gonna.
Well, you have a look.
Yeah, I know. I was actually. I was gonna see if I could
fool
you.
Eye.
But you fucked yourself up. I was just gonna try to fool you, think you thought
thunder
lightning.
Thunder has no look. Yeah, it's lightning. Yeah, you thought you got me, bitch.
I did, because you couldn't even get
you
to the part
you
where
got
I was supposed
me,
to.
Bitch.
I got you before you got to where I was
going
to get you.
There's a few things that I know about. I know lyrics.
You don't know nothing.
I know lyrics, and I know thunder. I watch a lot of nature documentaries.
Excuse me.
I know about nature. Did you watch Planet Earth?
I did.
So you.
It's the memoirs of Jade Essence.
Well, if you. Motherfucker. And did y'all see me almost reach and hold your hand?
You was loving.
Because I thought we was going to have a moment about the walruses.
We can still have a moment.
Did you ever see, you watched Planet Earth?
I did. I don't know if I watched the walrus. But
if you watched Planet Earth, you would have seen the walruses, and it was unforgettable.
Unforgettable. I'll have to go look back.
Girl, we had to talk about that on one of these episodes of the podcast.
Now I got to do homework.
That was a wild, I didn't expect to see that. I'll just say that, and let's move forward with these lyrics, honey, because it's making me sad.
You know what? See that girl.
Uh-huh.
Watch her scream.
Watch
kicking
her
the
scream.
Dancing.
Kicking the dancing queen.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this. I like those lyrics.
You do like those lyrics?
I do, because in this room, in this scenario.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about it.
I would consider, between the two of us, you would be the dancing queen.
You think so? I'm trying to stop
and bitch,
dancing
if they
by 30.
If they had to kick a dancing queen, bitch,
I would
prefer
want me to
be
get
you
kicked.
Than me.
Oh, you're dragging me.
I'm not dragging anything. I'm saying.
You see how she just assaulted me?
I'm not dragging you. I'm kicking you.
But the correct lyric, see that girl, watch that scene,
digging
the dancing queen.
Yeah.
That's the correct one?
That is the correct one.
I'm gagged because I fully did think that was the, I thought I was, I read it backwards.
Now, Heidi, this is another one.
Okay, give it to me.
I'm going to say, don't look.
Okay, my bad. Damn, my bad.
Don't look. I'm going to read it, and then you tell me if you think this is the right song or what you think the song is.
Okay, give it to me.
Or should I just keep chasing penguins?
No, I know this song. I know this song. That was Chasing Pavements by Adele. No. I know that. Yeah, that's one of my most, when I first broke up with my last boyfriend, that was one of the songs that I just kept listening to over and over.
Oh,
like,
no.
But it's okay. I also was listening to Strong Enough.
But that's not that won't trump Chasing Pavements.
No, Chasing Pavements.
You can't listen to
you know
that
you
too
gotta
many
cry
times.
First and then you can be over it. You know
you should listen to the whole album. The body of work.
No. Just be up in there in tears. And then all the tissues. Just
when you
out
get to send my love to your new lover.
Just I would have so many Kleenex boxes though. But by the end of that, no. We can't do that to myself.
But Send My Love is the I feel like if you were going to go through a breakup like song set.
Yeah. What would you put on? What is one that you would put on?
Send My Love.
Okay.
To your new lover.
Okay, that's fair. Okay.
It's like you were a piece of shit. You treated me like shit. Treat your new lover better.
Wow, you sound like my grandma.
And it's not really that I give a fuck about them because I really don't care about them. It's just me saying that so you get like a slight sting of like me giving you like, by the way, you were a piece of shit.
Oh, work, bitch.
That's really what the song is. Okay. Do you think that song is really about her giving a fuck about the next person? Who cares? I don't give a fuck about your next lover.
I hope your
next lover got bad smelling feet.
I thought you were going to say bad knees.
I hope their feet stank so bad. I don't want you to treat them. Well, I do want you to treat them nice.
Can they have like
nice,
Armie Hammer? Armie Hammer.
Armie Hammer got canceled.
Didn't he get canceled?
He was eating people or like eating. What was he eating people?
Flirting with women, like saying he wanted to eat them and stuff.
Yeah, canceled down.
I mean, Arm & Hammer, the stuff that you put in your shoe.
Yeah.
So that way they don't have bad feet.
Shoot, that's too close to home now.
That's too close.
I'm triggered from that. Yeah, I love Chasing Pavements. I have another one right here
for you, Heidi. Okay, I'm not going to look.
Because I don't like when you look at the list.
What? Okay.
That's why I don't read the email.
That's why you don't read No, bitch, you're a lazy hoe. That's why you don't read the emails.
Right. You know why? Okay, let's do this. I'm gonna tell you why I don't read the emails. I'm gonna tell you why.
You're a busy
woman. No, it's a sound reason. This is the reason. Okay. And I was going to get to the lyric, but now I have to because you're pressuring me. I don't read the emails because I love being surprised.
That's a lie.
I do. I don't like being okay. Let me tell you the times I don't like being surprised.
Uh huh.
Say you show up to my house without my permission and you're in my living room.
That might
not like that.
No.
Surprise! You're hiding my birthday present in the house. Give me my shit. I don't want to wait.
Rub me my present.
Surprise. Wow, guess what we're talking about today? Great surprise.
Okay. Well, I'll let you have this.
You know,
sure.
I have my things. You have your things.
Well, yes.
We have people have different things.
You have a crown.
Everybody's got their something. You have a check for $10,000 that probably is gone.
Oh, it's long.
Okay. All the lonely Starbucks lovers. Oh my God.
Wait, what? Speaking of
all the lonely Starbucks lovers. We just literally are waiting for Starbucks. Speaking of Starbucks lovers.
Got a long list of ex lovers.
I hope
Taylor Swift is
removed.
Right.
All my
sounds
items are removed. Do you know what that is, Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I just read it.
Oh, you did?
When you looked away.
When I looked at Starbucks. I was just making sure you had your coffee.
No, I appreciate you.
So got a long list of ex-lovers.
I believe the correct lyrics, but I enjoy the first one more. My question is, for me, do you think that this person who's delivering the Starbucks is a lonely lover? And do you think they're going to come serve the kids the house down boots with the coffee?
I'll tell you this. All the lonely Starbucks lovers. This person is probably delivering Starbucks all day. They probably don't love Starbucks. They don't have time. I don't love it. Let me tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
When I worked at Denny's, I ate there every day.
Oh, I hate Burger King.
I was sick of eating there, but I ate there every day.
It was free.
I wouldn't say I was a lover of it anymore.
For 50% off, it wasn't.
Was I lonely? Yes.
Yeah, very much so.
Was I a Starbucks lover? Probably not.
No.
So we just say all the lonely deliverer.
Deliverer
from Starbucks.
Person.
Yeah.
Have you ever had an order get?
Have I ever had a what, Heidi? Go ahead, say it.
You're getting really aggressive right now.
I want to see you say it. I want to see if you have the nerve to say it.
The nerve, bitch! I got the nerve. I just didn't know what I was gonna say. I was just rambling at that point.
Can you remember?
No, I have very bad short term memory. Actually,
a hamster.
Yeah, we should take a break because I have a bad memory.
Yes, let's give you some time to remember.
Let's have a remember break.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets, and you won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Our next segment is How It Works. And we actually have a lovely, lovely guest coming with
special
to us.
Guest.
A sexy scientist.
Yes, ooh, if you will.
Sexy. Almost scientist. There, I'm sorry.
Almost baby. Smoking. Almost hot.
Flaming.
Does it matter what you do when you're hot?
It doesn't fucking matter.
It does, Heidi.
It does. This was the test of character.
Just see what type of person you are. It does matter. He's hot, but he also has a great job, and he's important.
This is true. That's true.
That matters.
That does matter. Yeah. Now, as you know, we are dedicated to fact-finding and truth-seeking. And one thing that we want to do is pull back the curtains.
Ooh, yeah.
Just pull them back.
Slide them back slightly.
And learn how everything works.
You know, like when you go to those fancy hotels and they like have it back
the curtains
rope,
pulled back with the rope. Yeah, that is kind of snazzy. Yeah, they have the little bell. They have the bell hops, and I had to tip a bell hop for the first time.
Really?
I was like, oh, I feel fancy.
You had to, or you just haven't done it in the past when you should have done it, and then now you felt like you've done something you should have been doing already.
So maybe it was the first time because a little bit of both. Maybe it was the first time I had cash on me when a bell hop had helped me. Maybe.
Okay.
So why are you editing me like
I'm
this?
Just
so harshly.
Wondering.
Wow, the girls have changed after All-Star 7, I
go
see.
Ahead.
And we are going to... The girls change, honey. The girls be changing.
Mm. Nothing's changed, just the skin got smoother.
We see it on the show, girl. Y'all look so smooth. Just butter. Just let me stop. Okay.
Don't you do that, bitch, because I know where that's leading.
No lines in your
don't
hands.
Don't you dare. Bitch. That was the way we looked. We all look just like that.
We're pulling back the curtains to learn more from experts. Jada.
Yes. Yes, Heidi. And today we have a very special expert joining us, and we're going to talk all about space. Something I love, something Heidi loves.
So, yeah, I've slowly gotten more into it the more you talk to me about it. I'm like, okay, girl. Yeah. I just like to see where your mind takes you and me at the same time. It's
well,
actually a good time.
It's a wild universe out there.
It's
your
a
mind
wild,
could go
wild
anywhere.
Universe.
Yeah, your mind could go anywhere.
This is true. This is very true. Nate Mason is a recent grad of the...
Yes, do that.
Hoff. Did I say it right, Hoff?
Yeah, you said it right.
Look at me go. School of Business at the University of California, Berkeley, where he earned his Master's of Business Administration before
Haas. This shit is hot.
It came back and it got me confused. Before Haas, he worked as a defense business consultant and served in the Air Force as a computer engineer.
Work.
Yes.
His expertise spans reverse engineering to entrepreneurship. Currently, he is working at the nexus between venture capital and strategic advising for the aerospace industry.
Welcome, Nate. Thank
Heidi.
You so much
Thank
for
you.
Coming, darling.
Nate,
for
Nate,
me.
Nate,
thanks.
We're going to welcome
we
Nate. Nate has
right
been
now.
Here, so we've been talking to Nate a little bit. And
yeah,
it's a hot mess. But Nate, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you for being here and joining us at the podcast.
Yes, thank you. We hear you are a fan of the pod.
I am.
So we want to say thank you so much. Y'all see that? If y'all listen to the pod, y'all could be sitting right here.
Yeah.
Y'all could do it one day. Be an expert on something.
Yeah.
You could end up on the pod,
Tell
too.
Us what you're good at.
Yeah, quickly. I can paint my toenails in 10 seconds. It's just like a paintbrush.
Oh my God.
The nail in the skin.
just straight across.
Right. Now, where did you get your love for space? Like all things space.
Oh man. It came from my dad. So my dad grew up in Tennessee and just like fell in love with the stars when he was a kid.
Yeah.
And it just like spilled over to like my brother and me basically. Like my earliest memories are like with the telescope, like going out like into the backyard or wherever we are and just constantly like looking up.
Looking up at the stars. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Oh, that is so cute. Oh my goodness.
We had a telescope, but we lived in the city.
Jada, please tell us what you think about telescopes and aliens.
Telescope, well, let me tell you this.
We just had this conversation when Nate got here, actually.
We literally
about
did.
Aliens?
And telescopes, specifically.
Specifically telescopes?
Yes, you had said telescopes.
I never said telescopes.
You said you think that aliens are reverse engineering so they can see.
I said satellites.
Oh, excuse me.
Satellites.
You said telescopes. She said telescopes.
This is completely, immediately off the subject. But this is the tea. Now, I said that if there are people in space, which there are, aside from us, and they're out there and we have satellites in space for us to like get feed and watch and listen to us on the pod, they can definitely pull our feed.
Do you think aliens are watching?
You think so?
Yeah, technically.
Yeah.
Technically.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Technically, they'll be like, they probably are in space gagging listening to the pod, listening to me talk about them right now. They probably laughing like they so stupid. We literally listening to them now. They're dumb.
Stupid. That's correct.
And that's the first person on the planet to think about it.
Oh, no. Me. No, no, Jada. There's been people before you, Jada, for sure.
T.
Now, do you think... I have to take everything from her because she doesn't know how to act.
Okay.
Take it away. Did you find it easy to get into all the science, like as you were progressing and getting older and like falling in love more and more so? Mm-hmm. Did you find it like difficult to learn all those things that you had to learn?
Well, yeah. I mean, the science is difficult, right? The physics behind it is obviously challenging. At least for me, it was. But the love for it, no. Like, no. I mean, I think about, if you talk to anybody I know, I mean, Jada knows this. I post about it almost
all
every day.
All the time, yes. Like, the most stunning photos about space.
Like, I'll pull them from Twitter, mostly. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of, like, amateur, like, photographers basically taking pictures. And, like, you can set up, like, a computer and a telescope and just, like, look up and do, like, a long exposure capture.
Wait, so some of those pictures
they're coming
are,
from, like, amateurs.
From people at home.
Yeah, not from NASA. That's what makes them even more.
That's even more. That's crazy. Yeah.
Jada, you should try to do one and see if they'll use one of yours.
Child, I can set my cell phone. I'll do it with my phone. Good, do it. Go to Snapchat, put on a cute little filter. Because I don't want to do nothing disrespectful to nobody that's out there up in the stars, you know? Like a cute photo. No, but the pictures are very stunning. Like, have you ever seen, like a black hole up close?
How many?
Well, I forgot your bottom, so probably not.
You're a liar, but you are, you hussy. I've seen a couple black holes before in my time or two.
Okay.
But
when we say black holes, we're not talking about with a mirror hiding.
just all bent over in front of the mirror. Girl, you're a mess. Hush your mouth. Stop being so nasty. But yeah, I mean, I remember going, when I was in school, in science classes, they would have like pictures. We'd go through the science and then we would usually go to like the space sections and I would see a black hole in the picture. So I've never like.
Did y'all have the.
The old ones,
in the gym. Gymnasium, no, where they had the it's like a cape or a tarp that you pull up and all the students get underneath.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
We used to do
project
that.
Project the stars
on. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, we
yes.
never did that. We just had the gay one.
We just... What's the gay one? It was just...
The rainbow flag. The rainbow...
Oh, I had
the
that
rainbow
one,
and we all run under there, and you'd be like, oh, I hope somebody knocks me down.
And you still say that today. Wow.
We should get a space tarp.
We should. And does it like just project like different parts of?
Yeah, it wasn't advanced. It's just like a projection.
Yeah. Well, that's still
you know,
nice.
It's for like second graders basically.
But I like that and I like a planetarium vibe. Did you go to the planetarium often when you were young?
Yeah, all the time.
All the time.
The one in St. Paul.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Midwest.
Near Minneapolis.
Yeah,
look at me knowing places. And stuff.
Now let's talk about the NASA MSI Space Telescope.
Oh,
what do you? Well, yes, hey, look at that. Didn't I just segue into that?
The way so, that was artistry.
Kinda. Let me. Okay, so the NASA MSI Accelerator Program. So it's a new program that NASA stood up that I helped them launch. So it's Yeah, I was in D.C. like a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you remember, but I was posting pictures like inside of like Hidden Figures and like of this auditorium and all of that. But NASA has this initiative where they want to invest in minority-serving institutions, aka HBCUs.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And it's coming down from like the top of NASA. And so they reached out to our firm to help them basically, like, how do you start an accelerator? How do you, like, funnel in the talent? Like, mm-hmm. all of that. So what we did was basically I did all the outreach to all the HBCUs and other, like, minority-serving mm-hmm. institutions to, like, find young talent that's working on artificial intelligence, machine learning, or autonomous systems. So these are, like, really, really smart people.
So, like scouting a fucking, like, Avenger squad full of, like, yeah. very smart black people.
Basically,
period.
Yeah. Early, right? Like, they can just have, like, they could have, like, a white paper or already, like, working on the technology. Yeah. It didn't have to be, like, a fully formed business.
Yeah.
But that was that's the
just
purpose
to know
of the accelerator.
That they have the mind there and they're interested in it.
Yeah, yeah. Like yeah. they have the technology they're working on, you know, some type of like AI to like map the surface of Mars, right? Like some software, right? Yeah. Something like that. And then
people
we come
are
in.
Really out here, y'all, figuring out the surface of Mars.
I saw that on the gram. That's what the cool kids say. On the gram.
Oh, when you say that, then you are officially not one of the cool kids, Bobby. When you gotta say that's what the cool kids call it. Never mind.
That's what the cool cats and kittens say.
Not anymore. Not after that. That's the end of that.
But I saw on the gram that there was a picture and it was like a door was found on Mars recently. Was that real?
Or? Yeah, I saw that as well. I don't know. Like, you know, a lot of times there's like photos taken and there's just like shadows or the angle or there's something. It's like far away in the distance and
it can look like
something. It can look like something completely different than what it is.
Maybe it was just the rock.
I mean, I
shadow.
Hope it's a door.
I would love
right?
to
hope it's a door.
I hope it's a door, but that out. Is just random that like there is nothing that we see on Mars and just randomly a door.
Just a door.
I mean, there could be aliens under the ground. What if they're living underground?
But if there's a door, maybe that's the door God. That leads to the underground.
Yeah,
where
you
all
don't
at.
Know. Yeah, mind blown.
Whoa!
Imagine under there is like a whole utopia,
and that came from the cool kids.
And under there, it's not even hot. It's not even dusty. It's like not the cool kids.
Well,
tell
yeah.
us more about like. Oh yeah. Yeah. The stars lining up.
You did
well. So this is cool. Like this was something you can do like right now, like tomorrow morning, or you know, if you have kids, bring kids out or whatever. Go out like an hour before the sun rises, look like in the, I think, you know, east, southeast direction. Yeah. And you're going to see like basically five bright looking stars.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Any night?
No, it's like early in the morning, like usually an hour before the sunrise.
Okay.
And then you can literally see like it's five planets. I think it's, let's see, it's like Mars, Venus, Saturn, Jupiter.
Uranus.
And
you would want it to be.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
No.
Now I'll get up early in the morning for that view. Okay.
And Saturn. And Saturn is the fifth
and
one.
Saturn, damn.
Yeah, Uranus is a little bit too far away.
You tried it.
Still, I can bring it closer.
No, man.
She's too deep into the solar system.
Oh, Jesus. I'm sure
deep
she
in
is.
The solar system, honey.
That's just how
but
we like it.
But, like, literally in the morning, you can find five planets.
You can see them and you can watch them. They'll move. You'll
well,
see how quickly they move, too.
Why do they wake up early now?
Wait, well, why do they like shine really bright if they're planets and not stars?
And
well,
so far away.
It's because the sun is shining on them, right? Like in like the moon, like you can see the dark side. Yeah, it's a reflection, that's all. And, and the brightest one, it's going to be like Mercury and Venus are going to be like really low to the horizon. And usually those are the most difficult because the sun blocks it.
Yeah.
So now it's on the other side so you can see it at night.
Oh, yeah, because we see the backside.
Yeah, like it's going to be dark for us so you can see where the sun is looking right at them. It's really cool, actually.
I'd never thought about
I'm
that
I'm going to have
before.
To try
to look.
Yeah, most people don't look up
and
they just think it's stars.
You
you don't need a telescope. You just look up at the, you know, at the horizon, you'll see five of them and they're going to be like aligned, like in a diagonal.
Oh, I have to look at this.
We need to see that.
I got to see this. I'm doing this today.
We should do it.
It's pretty
today.
Cool.
I'm doing this.
I got a flight early in the morning. Maybe
that
I
means
should.
You
got
to
get time?
Up, girl.
What time?
Well, I have to be there at the airport like at 10.
She said in the morning. Girl, sit down.
That's not early.
Girl, sit down. That's a midday flight, ho.
Y'all, that might be a missed flight.
Well, if you stay up late enough, you know, you
just
can see them.
Just stay awake the whole
time. Yeah, stay awake.
Yeah, I'm going to say, don't go to bed.
Why?
Go. Look, for this is the tea. This is the plan. Yeah, Heidi, this is the plan tonight.
Plan.
Party hard tonight. Mm-mm. Never go to sleep.
Absolutely.
Stay up, watch the five stars, blackout.
Miss your flight.
Miss the flight.
Miss the flight. Yep.
Run to wherever it is you need to be.
Not walk. Run.
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 Yeah. See.
Wait, can you tell us about the Kepler Space Telescope?
Ooh. Yeah. So this is
Did
really,
I say that right?
Yeah, that's right.
You
Kepler.
Say that.
Yeah. So this telescope is really cool because this one's the it's able to find other planets outside of our solar system.
Perfect.
Right. Mm-hmm. So like most people are just aware of like, you know, the ones that we just mentioned that are here, like in our solar system. But in fact, we've found that almost every star has at least one planet.
Okay. So like,
yeah, I know, crazy, right?
I didn't tell that. Oh my god,
that's what I always said to people.
Crazy, at least one.
That's why people that think aliens are not real just have to be foolish.
Yeah, there's no way that they don't exist. Now, like maybe they don't exist right now. Maybe they lived and died a billion years ago. Yeah. But there has to be like life sometime at the same time. Yeah,
has to be.
But like literally, every time you look up, you see like billions of stars. Like, along with those stars are billions of planets.
Oh, my
God. And then you imagine, that's why I think, like, you think about our sun is one.
It's just one.
One star.
And we have eight.
We have eight. See, that's what I was going to ask you. Pluto, planet or Pluto, dog? Pluto.
Dwarf.
Planet or dog?
He said
a dog. Look, she got demoted. She got demoted a few years back.
Dog from Mickey's dog.
Stop it. That's
because she was definitely, she literally got invited to the party. They said, and
kicked
get the
out.
Fuck out.
Yeah.
Brought her back, you know, and why? Then told her, yeah, like, no, never mind.
Because she crossed the path of like another orbit. Basically, it can't like cross over orbit.
Oh, so she can't sit with us. She can't sit with us.
Basically.
So now she's basically like almost like an asteroid.
But is she also?
I don't want to call it. It's not an asteroid because it's still like orbiting our sun. I mean, I guess asteroids do
like
too.
Like a satellite.
But, yeah, I mean, a satellite of the sun. It's hard to not think of it as a planet if you grew up thinking of Pluto as a planet. But
yeah,
I don't know what it's classified exactly.
Would
right
Miss Pluto be considered a planet to another star, or does that have that work?
No, because the nearest star is just our sun.
Okay.
I think the next star, I don't even know how many light years away. I think it's like 3 light years away. Let me lie.
Let's go, honey.
But that takes like 40,000-50,000 years to get there. With our technology.
We would never. We could never.
That's too far.
We could never.
And that's probably on fossil fuel, so you know.
Baby, we not making it.
When we get up there, we fucked.
Baby,
the price of the gas.
What's cool about like how we use the planet, so like this alignment that's happening, there's been an alignment before when we had the Voyager spacecraft, and we use like the gravity from them to like slingshot to speed up like our machines to get further and further.
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
So it's pretty cool.
See, and you say you're not a scientist, but you know a lot about science.
I just geek out about astronomy. Yeah, like, that's what it is.
Yeah,
we love it. Oh, my God.
And this is the tea. Heidi said astrology.
Mm-hmm. Astronomy?
It is not the same thing.
It's not the same.
Before you go, we have to ask you one last thing, and that's about the Artemis program. So just tell us about that. That sounds very, it's
Greek
giving
mythology.
Me very, like, sex robot.
Well, yeah. Well, not sex robot. It is Greek mythology. Like, a lot of the programs are named after like Greek gods and stuff like that. But it's
sex robot.
Not sex robots, unfortunately.
Maybe sex robots are just named after Greek gods too.
That sounds correct.
In another universe, you never know. There's a universe full of sex robots.
Yeah. Let's go there.
I don't want to go there. They might fuck too good.
That's down.
Come back to Earth and everything is ruined, honey.
Just,
you back on Earth, you like just get.
This
through.
Is the horrible. Ghetto.
The ghetto.
This is so boring.
Ooh, the ghetto.
Because robots is programmed to do everything perfectly.
Oh well.
But we back. But this is nothing to do with this program. Okay. So, sorry.
Yeah, this is a new program NASA set up to go back to the moon, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been since 1977, I think, since Apollo 13, when we were on the moon the last time. And so we're going back, I think, in 2024, 25. And it's a way for us to, like, it's a proving ground, because eventually we want to be in Mars and other planets and all of that. And the way to test, like, scientific things, like, it's best to do it in a low gravity environment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So here on Earth, a lot of the things just don't work. So we want to go out in space and see if the shit works.
See if it works.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you going to the moon. So so that makes
it
sense.
It is very, very crazy.
Listen. What's crazy about it is that it's just not NASA doing it. Like they're doing it in partnership with like these programs, like the NASA MSI program that I mentioned, right?
Yeah.
So they're like sourcing from like young entrepreneurs, like small businesses to get to the moon.
Oh, that's
so that's really cool.
Wow.
Like, and
so it's not like a huge government.
Yeah, it's just not the government doing it, right?
It's like the people.
Yeah, it's the people. They're sourcing from like HBCUs to like. Carry out these missions, which is really cool.
Young black talent
That's
taking us to
look
the
at
moon.
Us go.
Wow.
Yeah.
T, yes.
And I mean, it's not the first time, right, with Hidden Figures. Like,
I love that movie. Oh, so good.
T, we've always been a part of everything, you know what I mean? That's to say this is the T, honey. You can hold us back, honey, but we always find a way to figure some shit out.
That's right. T.
We might be the first one to figure out how to get to Pluto and realize that it is just truly a rock.
Just a piece of rock. Piece of asteroid, honey.
Oh, girl. All this light time. Years from nothing.
Baby.
What a waste of time.
Is it light years away? I mean, I don't think Pluto is light years away, is it?
It has to be.
Well, you can measure anything in light years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so right?
it could be a tenth of a light year.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what a light year is?
It's a measurement of distance.
Yeah, exactly.
I almost said time.
Kind of time too, right? Oh, so basically it's the speed of light. The speed of light travels at 188,000 miles per second.
That sounds fast.
Like per second.
Ooh. Imagine so then you measure that. Uber and your Uber was driving.
Baby!
Stop this car now!
It's gone. Shoot right off of Earth.
Baby,
right?
To the other dimension.
Baby, just go.
But Heidi, measure that now like 188,000 miles per second for a full year. And that's a light year.
That's so far.
So it's so far. Like that's very far.
That's distance right there.
We could probably get to Pluto in one light year.
Oh, duh.
If we can travel that fast, but we can't. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's why we use the other planets to like speed up the velocity.
How fast? Disintegrate if we travel that fast.
Well, I don't know.
You think we could move our bodies? Could physically take the
G-forces in space. I don't know how that works, the physics of moving like that in space.
How fast is the...
I imagine you have to like slowly speed up to that
and get to the speed and then slowly
You could just like shoot up to it.
Yeah.
That would be like too much
jerking.
You'd
be spaghetti on the wall.
You don't want to... Okay.
I've been there before.
Spaghetti on the wall. I think it's like crazy, and I think that it's pretty cool that people like working on ways for us to actually physically be in space, because like this morning, I was talking to Larry and we were discussing about how crazy it is that because of the curiosity of humans, in which we are curious.
Yes.
Because of the curiosity of humans. Like when we, even like being here in LA, when I would have got to those fucking mountains, girl, I would have said, let's go back.
Let's go. Nope.
Girl, let's go back. That looks like a lot. But people constantly go, no, let's figure it out. Let's see how we can make it work. And like now, in order for us to like really in the future like sustain like life, we have to figure out a way to get off this planet.
Yeah,
and we are.
I mean, we're ruining it now. So yeah. I mean,
this is true.
It's like either we take care of the home we got, and then the gag is we could still get hit with a rocket or like a fucking
an asteroid next month and take us out.
It's gonna be Pluto because she said I'm tired of y'all fucking with me.
she said, "Oh girl, you got gags.
Y'all got y'all."
She jumped.
Snatched away.
But yeah, like, you thought.
But we have to. We will eventually have to get off this planet if we want
to
keep.
I mean, I fully anticipate being able to go to the moon when I turn 50. Like, yeah. I think the technology will be there.
Like a little trip.
There. Yeah, a little 3-day trip. Where are you going for the weekend?
That'd be sick, man.
And that's what I say. The girls are saying, "Girl, where you going?" She's like, "Girl, I'm getting ready to go to PV." I said, "Girl, please.
I'm going to the moon.
Girl, please. We going to Pluto."
Yes.
They said, "What's there?" I said, "Nothing really, girl. Just going to
sex robots.
But sex robots going to go up there and go. We're going to make a bunch of sex robots. But you have fun down in Pluto. But you have fun in Mexico on your airplane flight." Girl, please. Are you wearing those shorts? Girl, I'm putting on my space suit.
I mean, they could barely keep a boat in the water in PV.
Damn, be skipping on the water.
No, you don't remember what I'm talking about?
When the ship went down.
Yeah.
all those poppers in the ocean. All those poor fish.
Oh, my gosh. And the girl is out here worrying about oil spills. Imagine how them fish was just rolling around just wide.
It was tragic. Tragic.
Just real open. Just,
girl, the whale said, oh.
So, Nate, there was one thing that we want to talk about. It was called the James Webb
Space Telescope.
James Webb Space Telescope, right?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, well, tell us
I just
about
love
that
it just said James Webb Space. Because he was like, tell us about James Webb Space. He's like, well, it's the same space we're all sharing.
You leave Ingrid alone.
Ingrid didn't do this, Heidi. You did it.
You think? Oh, I did it. It's my problem.
Yeah, but it don't matter. We're going to talk about the James Webb Telescope.
That's it. Yeah.
So this is the most, like, the largest and most complex telescope we've ever built, like space telescope. Yeah. So it's in space right now. We actually launched it on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And from French Guiana.
Oh,
and
wow.
Oh!
Yeah, I was in the air on Christmas
Day. So this telescope is so complex. There were like literally tens of thousands of like pins that had to be released in order for it to like unfold. Basically, we had to put it in a rocket like an origami, launch it into space.
Oh my God, and put it together.
And then like unfold, right?
Oh.
It's about the size of a tennis court. But now it's orbiting. It's in this halo orbit. Like there's these points called Lagrange points that are essentially like around the Earth where, for lack of a better like understanding, it's where a small object can like just perfectly sit in space and not move.
Okay.
So it's about a million miles away from Earth, just kind of trailing us, not moving. But this telescope can look back to like to the first beginnings of the universe, basically the first 100 million years.
It can look in time.
Of time. Yeah. Like,
how is that possible?
So think about this.
So we can see like cavemen.
Well, if they were there.
If they were there.
But so this is how I think about time.
What?
So think about like right now you have a projector. And right now we're projecting like this studio into space right now.
Mm-hmm.
And remember we were talking about light speed earlier. It takes, say, 30 years for that projection to reach another planet.
Gag! Okay, right? I see this immediately. So basically what the gag is like what we're... That's how fucking sickening...
It's that big.
Girl, no matter what, when we die, you're going to die, Heidi, one day.
Oh, you're all of this is being transmitted into space.
And literally, a million years from now, your life will... finally reach out where it's supposed to.
Oh,
and people will finally be able to see.
Yeah. So now think about this. So in the universe is about 13 billion years old, right? So in the beginning, like the objects are moving, you know, further and further away from each other, but they're so far apart that the light from the beginning is still reaching us. So like this telescope is an infrared telescope. So it basically meaning it's going to see.
It can use the light.
Which is often why like sometimes stars die and we look up at the stars of the sky and you see like, oh, there's these sickening stars. But the stars that we're seeing might not even be there.
That you're looking at like tonight could have disappeared a billion years ago. But it's so far away that the light is still reaching us. So that's like time travel essentially.
Oh
so
my
this
God.
Telescope's able to look way,
way back. So time
way
is really
back.
Nothing. Yeah. What the fuck is, where,
it's a concept.
What is going on?
Yeah.
Time is.
What is happening? What is like literally right now? Now I'm like somebody is watching me,
but
from
Jada,
like years ago when I was like 12.
Oh
yeah,
God,
true.
1800s. Was...
But think about this now, like so when we talked about the exoplanets, like you know there's at least one planet with every star. Mm-hmm. So this telescope's gonna be able to like peer into the atmosphere of other exoplanets to see if there's like forms of life there. Like it can look, it's that powerful.
It's
really crazy. Yeah, it's very crazy.
And who came up with this?
Wait, but this is.
I mean, it's been in the making for a couple of decades. Like it's well, James Webb is like the former director of NASA. I think it was the second one or something like that. Yeah. But it's been in the making for a long time. It cost like $10 billion. And that's why it was like, everyone's on pins and needles when it launched because there was
how
no failure.
How small was
there
it when it launched? If it's the size of a tennis court and it had
it's still like on a big rocket, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it was folded up. Like if you look online, you can actually go to like whereisjamesweb.com and it's a really cool interactive website that lets you like look at it. You can see the temperature on the telescope, all of that.
Okay,
But this, it's really cool.
It's so gaggy to know. That was just the most sickening literally advice. Heidi, in a million years, people will be able to listen to us on this podcast.
Oh my God. Is
right
that
going to
be sickening?
By the time that people hear this podcast, girl, Earth might not even be here.
I mean, this might be transmitting to a universe of drag queens.
Oh and my God! Let me tell you this. I'm gonna let you hoes know right now out there in space.
Yeah,
bitch, none of you girls can see me on your best day, honey.
Girl, sit down.
If you want some,
girl,
bitch, we can do
down.
RuPaul's Drag Race. It's a show that we got going on right now. Hurry your ass up and get here now.
Yeah, girl.
It's probably too late. and don't copy what we was doing.
Down.
But if you want to, we can do all winners, all universe.
Galactic.
Period.
Galactic version, honey. And I'm looking for new designers, so wherever you are out there.
If you're out there, please.
Bring me some new fashion. Bring me some new style.
Yes,
bring me
please.
Something new.
Please give
something new.
That.
Bring us some new animals to eat.
That would be
some
sick
new food.
Thing. Oh, some new food. Yes. Yeah,
but never
delicious.
Mind. We're talking about in a million years, girl.
We going to be gone. Maybe.
It's making me think of that movie, Artificial Intelligence.
I don't know.
Did you ever watch that movie? It's Artificial Intelligence.
I've never.
When the little boy from... I see dead people.
Uh-huh, yeah.
He was on there, and, like, he was a little robot, and he got the first artificial intelligence, but he was, like, a little boy.
I need to watch
that. And he was really in love, and he, like went down in search of the blue fairy, like Pinocchio, because he wanted to be a real boy. Mm. But then he, like, woke up millions of years, and the aliens found him.
have to watch that.
That's crazy. Right. Ooh.
And he literally had like all the information about like what happened on Earth and all this kind of shit. So literally when people listen to this podcast in the future from wherever they are, whenever this reaches them,
we're making history.
They're going to learn about two beautiful black people from wherever we are on Earth. On this
and
planet.
You were here too. You were here too.
You fucking bitch.
I love you.
So, like, look, literally, if people have questions or more and want to know more about, like, any of the programs we talked about, learn anything more about space, where can they go find more info?
I mean, Twitter is, like, my best resource. That's where I learn, like, most of my information, just following NASA and different astronauts and the amateur photographers.
Yeah.
But if you want to learn more about the MSI program, I mean, you can Google it, like, NASA MSI Space Accelerator Program. It'll pop up. Or... if you go to medium.com, I actually wrote a blog post about it that describes everything like that happened at the event. There's like links to actually watch the event. We brought in like other like black VCs to host a panel to talk about like the economic impact of like engaging MSI institutions and all of that. So that's in the blog post.
So Nathan, also they can find information about the program where you just mentioned, but where can they find more information about you if they want to like learn more about you and your life?
Yeah, so Twitter is the best way to find out about like the science things in this program. And my Twitter handle is NMAS0N. So it looks like N Mason, but it's a zero, not a no.
I see what you did there.
See what
it's
I did?
Not an O.
Clever. Clever.
And then that's.
But what if
like
we want some foolishness? Where do we go?
You know, straight to IG.
It's to the gram.
To the gram.
Like the cool kids.
Take to the gram.
Like the cool kids, honey.
Yeah, that's where Twitter, it's very opposite for me because Instagram is the money. It's like work and shit.
Fair.
And
Twitter has a lot of foolishness too, but you know, we'll talk about that.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. I mean, we can talk about that.
That's another universe. Verse, honey.
Pluto. It's West Pluto.
True.
We want to say thank you so much for coming and joining us, Nate.
Thank you, Nate.
It's really eye-opening. I did not know the whole thing about the stars and each having their own planets and stuff. That was gaggy to me.
It's crazy.
So thank you for giving us and enlightening us. Enlightening us. Enlightening us.
I'm glad you didn't make that terrible joke. But I want to say, also I have to say thank you so much for being here and joining us for the podcast. It was a dream of mine to have you here because I love like science-y shit.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, and then also I have to say thank you for holding it down for like all of like the super geeky like black kids out there and like black people out there who love like space and stuff like that. I feel like there's going to be a lot of people who feel seen listening to this podcast today.
Oh, absolutely.
Today.
Yeah.
And wherever you are in the universe, I want you to know we love you. Mm-hmm. Period. Yeah.
That sound is so sweet.
Thank you, Heidi.
That could take us to a break.
I think it could take us to a break.
We'll be right
Speaking
back.
Speaking of break, I was going to say Twix, but we ain't going to advertise it. Welcome back, y'all, to more Hall and Closet. And we're back and we're going to get in something y'all love. Get into something.
You got this.
Y'all love. We got it. We're going to make it work. Damn. We're going to get into something y'all love. And that is some special emails.
Yes. And, you know, if you have any topics or suggestions that you want us to explore or go over or just dive more into, make sure you hit us up and send us an email at hallandcloset@gmail.com. That's hallandcloset. A-N-D at gmail.com.
Okay, T, like hat and boots.
And down boots.
Yeah, and the down boots, that's bitch. The down. Now, y'all, I'm going to read this first email. It seems very cute. We got a long one right here.
Girl.
So that's cute. Okay, so y'all, and I'm going to tell you this right out the gate, because we have a long email, that means that there's an opportunity of a lot of fuck-ups. So,
they've seen the pod.
Y'all been in the pod. Y'all know what is the tea.
They know.
So y'all, I'm gonna get right into it, and I'm gonna read this right off the script. So y'all can get all the juicy details, and I'm gonna try to read it. You both. Well, say before it says I fucked up already.
it says hi Jada
and Heidi. So that's there. Hi Jada and Heidi. You both are so lovely and genuine. I've been so grateful for your podcast. Listening to both of you continues to be the highlight of my week. I started revisiting RuPaul's Drag Race during your season, and you both. Both of you really helped me cope with the start of the pandemic. I'm writing to you today to ask for advice that I'm sure both of you, especially Jada, can relate to. The year of the pandemic, 2019-2020, was the year that I let me see where I was, that I was finally chosen and qualified to be District Teacher of the Year.
Oh, work.
Yay, qualified. Finally chosen and qualified to be. Just like both of you, I had to compete against my against many candidates, and instead of lip-syncing for my life, there was a lot of essay writing. Oof. I was chosen as one of six teachers in my district to be Teacher of the Year, District Teacher of the Year. However, due to that year being the start of the pandemic, I lost out on all of the fun festivities and honors that was associated with such a title. This title was 10 years in the making and maybe once in a career. My main question to both of you is, how do you cope with missing out on what could have been with all of the celebrations experiences during the pandemic? Thinking about what I... Well, let's read that question one more time. Just so we...
You got this.
Just so we got that back. I just want to make sure we reiterate exactly what that question is. My main question to both of you is, how do you cope with missing out on what could have been with all of the celebrations and experiences during the pandemic? Thinking about what I missed out on sometimes makes me feel resentful and many times just sad. Thank you so much for taking the time to read this long email and address my question. I love you both so much, and thank you for all of your episodes. It brings me so much joy to all of us. Attach our pictures of my two pictures of my prize Jada pictures that I have in my office in my restroom. Okay, work in the restroom, yes.
Oh, where it belongs.
Damn.
Because you're the shit. You're the number two.
Number two. Thanks for all you do. Love you, Jada and Heidi. I hope to thank you one day in person at DragCon, and I'm hoping that we can do that too. And yes. Y'all, look, we have two sickening photos. Let me pull
them
up. Oh, thank you.
I do love that one. I have that bubble one, the one you made. That's on my refrigerator.
You do have it on the refrigerator.
My white refrigerator.
Yes.
Ooh.
And I signed it for you too.
You know, yes, you did.
I shouldn't have signed it because you might sell it.
I'm trying
to. Now, this is a lot.
Oh, and she has the one you sent me home in too.
Yep.
Damn.
That was one of my favorite looks. People love that look.
They do love that look.
This is crazy. This is a good question.
It is a good question.
The pandemic was crazy.
It was
as
hard.
Shit.
It
was a hard time for a lot of people. And I think especially for both of us too, because just like in this letter, we were expected, we were, baby, when I tell you, when we did Black Girl Magic in Chicago.
Yes, right as our season had got announced, but before
we were so excited. We were like, oh my God, this is what the year is going to be giving.
I had never been anywhere before, and I was like, I'm in Chicago performing tonight.
Living.
Yay.
Having a great time. And like, then it was like everything was like
on my couch.
The carpet was ripped.
It was definitely a moment of sadness for sure.
Yeah.
Because I was like excited to like had done all this work and like had got on the show and was like ready to like just take over the world and have so much fun and like get to experience so many things I'd never got to experience. And then as COVID hit, I ended up sitting on my couch for the year and see the full calendar that I had, just one gig after another, tick off, and just one after the other, just gone. I was like, maybe it'll be gone by here. Nope, here.
Girl,
nope, here. Nope.
This was the tea. Remember, we would sit down and we would like literally talk to each other when we would do like the videos, we'd do lives, and we would talk about going live.
We
would like, it's
live.
Only, we would FaceTime, and we would literally
Instagram
go like,
live.
And we would go like, girl, we only do this 2 months. Let's enjoy the time, because girl, when this is over, we are going to be having fun. And then time just kept going by.
We
was like,
we were right though. Once it was over, we'd have some.
Once it was over, we had a great time. But I do feel like specifically for me, I don't think that anything ever happens on accident. I think that things happen the way they're supposed to happen. And so where I feel like a lot of times I could be upset about what happened. Like, of course you have like these feelings like, oh well, I wish that things were different, or things could have been in a better way than you expected. But literally, to me, winning during the pandemic is what has made like my reign unforgettable. It's made my win unforgettable. And it's like unique. It's like I always have a story to tell. it's just like everything that happens in the universe, you can look at things for whatever reason you want to look at them, and you can be like, oh well, I feel like this should have been better, but at the end of the day, like when things do happen for you, they happen, and it's good. But then also you have to remember that like timing does not change accomplishment. Mm-mm. And timing does not change like how hard you worked. You've worked very hard to be Teacher of the Year.
Yes.
When I watched Drag Race and I first saw the show, I was like, oh my God, it would be a dream to be on the show and it would be even more amazing to win the show. And I've wanted that for a very long time. And then when I got it, I felt like, oh, this is kind of crazy. But it still didn't change the fact that I was a winner of Drag Race. It didn't change mm-hmm. the fact that like I accomplished a gigantic goal.
Yeah.
So I think that although that happened, you should, where you have a photo of me, I'm asking you to take that shit down and maybe put up your flyer that says Teacher of the Year.
So
that, well, not in the restroom, though. Not in the restroom.
Not in the restroom.
Put that in the office.
Yes.
But then that way, everybody can look at the accomplishment you made. Because rather, although you might not have been able to celebrate the way you wanted to celebrate it, it's still a huge accomplishment. That does not change the lives that you changed. Because you've, obviously, if you're Teacher of the Year, you've touched a lot of people. Appropriately.
There you go.
With consent.
With consent.
You know, but...
We appreciate that.
But yeah, so yeah, don't be down on it. Be thankful. Like it happened during a wild time, but your teacher, district teacher of the year.
You that's did. Amazing.
You did what needed to be done.
I've been watching a lot of Letty there recently. But yeah, I would agree with all that what Jada said, because she, you know, she just talks so much. She covers all the bases, and bases were loaded and grand slammed at home.
Oh,
look
I
at
cover
me talking
bases.
About sports, honey. But don't let anything that you feel like you didn't accomplish, because you did accomplish it. You got it done. So just, it's more of like a half empty, half full yeah. type of thing. Like choose to look at it as a half full. Like you set out for a 10-year journey mm-hmm. and you did it. You got to it. A lot of people out there set their goals and they never get to it. And you did it. So look at it as that. And though you may not have been able to like do all the things that you wanted to do during it, because it was during the midst of a pandemic or whatever, but you still accomplished this big accomplishment of yours that you wanted for so long. So yeah, you still are allowed to celebrate the accomplishment that you did, you know? And then, and since now things are a little more open, be like, wave that thing up in the air.
Shoot, brag.
You see it.
And let me tell you this, there were probably some teachers who wrote in at that same time as mm-hmm. you. And probably had been doing it for a lot longer than 10 years. And still probably, no shade.
No shade. No shade.
Probably are not going to get that.
Yeah.
No shade. That's the tea. It's not about like, doesn't speak about like how talented or what they have to offer. It just speaks about opportunity. And you got the opportunity and it happened for you. So I say congratulations.
Yes.
And I feel like it's something to be celebrated. And regardless of whatever the circumstances that you got that win from, a win is a win, honey.
Baby, ain't that it, honey? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I've got the check that's empty to prove it.
Okay, so that check's gone. That check is gone.
Let's take a break.
Just like us. Break.
Gone. Bye. Okay, y'all, we're back, and
Hi.
We're going to get into another delicious email.
Yes, I'll do this one.
Okay,
it's a little bit shorter, so it should be less fuck-ups.
You think? Okay. It's you.
Plot twist. Every word's a
plot twist. Hee, queens!
Hee, oh my God. Okay, it goes, hi, queens. First off, thank you for creating this podcast. I love y'all's personality so much, I look forward to listening to the show each week. My favorite part of the podcast is when Heidi invites John Cena on every week. But what I really want to know is what happens after you get John Cena on the podcast.
Oh, God.
Who will y'all relentlessly invite each week until they make an appearance? Better yet, what will you do when John Cena is on the podcast? What would that episode look like? Thank you for the endless laughter each week, and happy Pride Month. Nicole. P.S. Look over there!
How dare you, Nicole? How dare you? How dare you assume that we even have a plan?
Yeah. No, there's
no plan.
The plan
is to get
there's
him
no
here.
That is the plan. We have not planned past that.
And literally getting him here is hard work. We've been doing this for at least
3 months almost.
3 months.
It's around 3 months now.
John Cena is now following me. He's following Heidi. We're struggling to get him here. Nicole, I don't know. Heidi, what do you plan to do when he gets here?
Oh, my God.
Did you ever think about this?
He's going to teach me how to wrestle. No, I don't think John Sun Cena would teach me how to wrestle.
I wish he would teach me how to wrestle.
Clothesline your ass.
Contact is contact. A win is a win, honey.
Okay, baby. No, well, I know he speaks fluid Mandarin. For one, and I would love if he could maybe like teach us some of Mandarin. That. Like how do we cheer for a wrestling match in Mandarin? I would love that.
Wow.
Like crossover.
I would ask that? John Cena, what is more uncomfortable? Someone jumping on you from the top of the ropes or being hit in the back of the head with a chair.
Which he's been through both. So
he's done all of that.
He's done all of that.
So maybe that's what we can ask. We don't know what we're going to ask John Cena. We just need to get him here.
What was his highlight of what was his favorite moment of wrestling, of his career in general?
Or we could just look at him.
That's always an option. I do it all the time.
We could just bring John Cena here and just look.
Hi.
And y'all will be welcome. Yeah, I have no. Like,
but
really,
the good question.
We'll figure it out when we do it.
That's how we do it. We wing it. We go with it, and that's really what we do. Who would we invite? Who we thought? Who do you think?
I don't know if I'm going after anyone. I don't know. I have no idea.
Jada.
Heidi, let's just be very clear.
Jada.
Neither one of us are really looking too far into the future. I barely read the emails.
Barely.
You know what? Girl, let me be honest. John Cena might be here next week. I don't even know.
That's true. We don't
I don't know anything. I never know anything.
They literally just sit us down in front of mics and let us talk. We don't really have
they
a
put
lot
the
of
mics here
out.
And say, open your mouth.
They said, go. I'm like, ah.
Oh, God. But no, y'all, literally, John Cena would be incredible on the podcast.
Absolutely.
I think after we get him on the podcast, we'll imagine this. Ooh. We get John Cena on the podcast, and when we do, we just disappear into air. That was our life mission.
We're done. We've accomplished what we needed to do. We're just ghosts.
We just fade away. Very like, snap the finger. Very Thanos.
Hopefully it would happen after the interview, though, so at least we get some content.
Yeah. I do think we need to at least record
the
podcast.
Could you imagine he walks in just...
And they go, girl. And everybody's just... Nicole is like, girl, what the fuck?
What?
Y'all just sit down 1 week and tune in, and it's just literally
John Cena just by himself.
Just John Cena sitting at the screen, and it's just two empty screens, and y'all go,
it's fully
okay.
Us. We do the first opening of the episode, and all of a sudden, just like
just
we
disappear.
Cut to, and it's just him sitting
so
there.
So John
we're like,
Cena
we'll be back for
is
a break.
Thanos. Because he can make us disappear.
I'd cast it.
I'd cast it.
I would see it.
I'd watch it.
I'd watch.
Shirtless.
I'd subscribe.
Yeah. And I think this is the perfect segue, Heidi, for you to go ahead.
It very much so is. But also, speaking of John Cena, I have to say, you know Bethany, Jazz.
Yes.
Your daughter.
My daughter,
from
Jazz.
The Makeover Challenge.
Miss Bethany, one of the rock star.
Bethany.
Mom, amazing wife, amazing friend.
She actually recently sent me a John Cena doll, like action figure, with lube. Like,
did the doll come with the lube?
No.
Do you plan on putting the doll in your ass?
No, I hope not.
Those action figures, I'm going to tell you this.
They got a lot going on.
When I was a kid, the worst pain was when you would pinch your arm between one of the limbs of an action figure.
The joint part? Oh, that was
you
some
don't
shit.
Want to put that up there
that
and
hurts.
Get that thing to pinching around inside. Ooh, that wouldn't be fun.
That's worse than the Sandman.
I don't know. Heidi, we talked about that week one, and I'm still not over that sand. You know how sometimes you're at the beach and your friends playing, they throw sand, you
sandy
get a little
hands.
In your eye. Now you get pink eye from the beach.
Oh my God. Because it was the sand.
I don't like that.
But what about Sandy Hands?
Sandy Hands.
I miss Sandy Hands.
That would be good, though.
We should talk about Sandy Hands.
Could you
one
imagine
day.
Sandy Hands fisting him?
That's how it happened.
Origin story. Y'all, one of these days, we're going to talk to y'all about Sandy. That's a project
me and
Heidi are going to
work
on.
We're
going to talk about that one day when we work on it.
But we're going to finish inviting John Cena to the podcast. Please, darling. We would love to have you on.
I love darling.
I say darling. I feel bad, though, because I always text darling. I hope like it doesn't sound like I'm being like
Heidi.
Strange or anything. Like, it's a, hey, darling, is it okay if I da-da-da-da?
I'm telling you, the older you get, it's going to become more of a problem. the older you get. And when people start calling you, excuse me, ma'am.
They do it all the time already.
Oh, they do?
Especially on the phone. I'm like, hi. They're like, yes, ma'am. I'm like,
oh. He did that to me. I said, I am not a ma'am. I am a sir sometimes.
Sometimes. Not at this particular moment. I am not a ma'am.
Okay, not at this testicular moment.
Testicular moment.
I will invite you, John Cena. I'm going to do that. I'm going to invite John Cena this time.
Finally.
John Cena, please come to the podcast. I'm going to tell you this. We love you.
Yes, we do.
Heidi and I both love you. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about Wipeout. We're going to talk about your life. We're going to talk about all the good work that you're doing. We will not harass you. We're going to act regular.
That's a strong...
I'm going to tell you this. Me and Heidi, we've been around celebrities and we've been around famous people and we know how to shut the fuck up and not do too much. So you won't even be uncomfortable.
Kinda. We'll see.
We would just need you to leave at least one sock. Heidi, who else would you like to see on the podcast?
Oh my God, not just one sock. I'm gonna.
For me.
I actually have a friend that is an expert. Mm-hmm. Teeth on actually she was my high school dance teacher, so she's an expert.
Oh, I know she's a good friend of yours
on the dance on stuff. Her name is Britt Allen, and I would love to.
Didn't
get her,
she help
maybe.
You get ready for Drag Race?
She did on season 12. She helped me get ready for season 12. She she was driving around Miss Daisy, honey. You got to get to the fabric store, honey.
Literally, Miss Daisy said, "Darling,
hey, darling,
driving Miss Daisy, darling." You know who I would like to see on the podcast?
Who?
We talked about it today. I would love to see my good friend Larry on the podcast.
Yes.
We talked about astronomy, and we could maybe bring Larry on
and talk about astrology. That would be cool.
Larry's very good at Larry. Larry could see you walking down the street holding your cat a particular one, say, girl, I'm so sick of Virgos. I say, girl, you are Virgo. Yeah, girl, you know how we are. And I'm like,
just
and then you walk
it.
Up to the woman, what is your sign? I'm a Virgo. Why? And you're like, what the fuck? How do you know?
How do you know?
They always carry cats like that. And you're like, what the hell? Like, what the hell? It's just very, knows everything about astrology. So that would probably be fun.
I would be down to learn
maybe
more about astrology.
Tell us about,
I would love that.
Give us, clock us and tell us about who we are.
Okay, well,
just based off our signs.
We should get someone, I think we said it last week.
Maybe,
we need to get someone to come read our
poems. Maybe you should come and we should have cards. And then
tarot
Larry
cards.
Gives us things about your sign. I will hold the card and say if it's true or false.
That
we should
sounds,
do like, it's like a thing. Like I hold
the
cards
down.
1-1 and see if Larry is right.
Let's do it.
And I was going to say guess our signs, but he's
we know
a
your
friend
sign.
Of both of ours and knows both of our signs.
That's true. So that's you know our signs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So. We're done.
We are done.
We're
oh
done
my god!
With the podcast
we,
today.
We
wow!
Wow! Can you believe that we made it through just another?
No, I cannot.
No, you know, I honestly didn't think we'd make it this far on the
never-ending podcast.
I did not think we'd.
Yeah,
but we want to say thank you all so much for listening to Hall and Closet.
I'm Jada Essence Hall,
and I'm Heidi in Closet,
and you can follow us on all of our social medias and make sure you keep updated with everything that's going on across the board. I'm Jada E. Hall on Instagram, TikTok. Facebook, Christian Mingle.
Farmers Only.
Only Black
fans,
Planet.
Black Hole.
Black Gay Chat.
That's a good one.
And you can find Heidi across the board at Heidi in Closet, except somebody stole her name
Hateful.
On TikTok and they will not give it back.
I'm not paying for
so
it.
So we have to follow her at the Heidi in Closet, but that's still sickening. So make sure y'all do that. And make sure that you are following Mom Podcast to keep up with not just me and Heidi, but with the entire roster of Mom Podcast. Sickening podcast host.
Mm-hmm.
Darling.
You said darling. If you
Got
have...
It.
I'm proud of you.
Look I said it very, but I said it very young.
Darling.
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 I cannot stand you sometimes. And if you have any topics or suggestions or anything you want us to dive further into, make sure you hit us up on the email at hallandcloset@gmail.com.
Yes.
That's hallandcloset@gmail.com.
You better do that. And not only make sure you're following us, make sure you're subscribed to us on every single one of your podcast apps so that way you don't miss any alerts, silver or any. You don't want to miss any alerts.
None.
So, this is one of my favorite parts.
You got this. I believe in you.
Yeah.
You can do this.
Well, I don't know why I could do it when it says we both have to do it.
Well, I was just waiting for you at the door.
I was waiting. I'm going to do what Heidi Kat do.
See you next week for more Hall and Closet.
Why would you do it now?
Because I love you. I love to be the bane of your existence.
You a thorn in my ass.
To listen to Hall and Closet one day early and ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcast.plus.
Hall and Closet is produced by Moguls Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Jada Essence Hall and Heidi in Closet.
And produced by Ingrid Walla.
Editing and sound design by Margot Padilla.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.